For many veterans, life after war is anything but easy. Once home, many find themselves isolated from the world around them. But One Fresno Group is working to provide a setting for veterans to come out of hiding and also learn more about their culture. FM 89's Ezra David Romero brings us this report, the fourth in our series, Common Threads, Veterans Still Fighting the War, supported in part by a grant from Cal Humanities and the War Comes Home Initiative.
Every Friday, a group of friends meets for breakfast in Fresno. Last week, they met at Cuca's in the Tower District.
Chile Verde.
Eggs,
over easy.
It's a diverse group of more than 20. There's women, men, people in their 30s, 40s, and all the way into their 70s. They have two things in common. They're Native American and veterans.
I'm Apache.
Here, I'm Yaqui.
I'm from the Pascua Yaqui tribe.
I'm Chiricahua Apache and Pascua Yaqui.
We even have a stick as indigenous.
They call themselves the American Indian Association of Central California, or AIVA. Their mission is to help veterans in need, provide a common place for Native American veterans to share their lives, and for outreach in the community. The group also performs military color guard routines at ceremonies.
Bringing in our flags, the Native American Indian Veterans Association from the Central Valley.
Frank Gonzalez is an Apache Indian who served during the Vietnam War as a heavy equipment mechanic. In 1996, he helped found the group. He runs their Facebook account and leads announcements at the weekly breakfast.
Enough, everybody. I don't know if you saw last night on Channel 30 about that little girl losing her leg or foot or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We want to donate $200 toward her medical expenses.
Yeah. Okay.
So everybody in favor, raise your hand.
Gonzalez says AIVA is a safe place where veterans can receive help with their issues from people who look just like them.
Some of our veterans are stuck in that rut. Sometimes it just takes a little help from another individual that's already been there and done it.
He says AIVA is a place where veterans feel at home.
Well, there's a distrust with the VA, but once you get veterans involved with veterans together, they feel real comfortable.
Rene Duran Diaz is one of those veterans. He served in the Army during Desert Storm and Desert Shield.
Today, my walk is different than what it used to be.
Diaz, who's a Chiricahua, Apache, and Pascua Yaqui Indian, says the breakfast group has given him purpose during his bouts with post-traumatic stress disorder.
Sometimes we don't have to speak. Just with a look or a glance, we know where the other man's coming from. And it helps me to be able to know that somebody understands where I'm coming from, where I've been, and today what I'm doing. That's something you don't get just anywhere.
I met with this group of veterans two Fridays this month and heard story after story over breakfast burritos, coffee, and flan. It was at this common table that veterans found connections because of their ethnicity and time spent in the military. Linda Hernandez, an Apache Indian with 23 years of service in the Army, pulled me aside the second Friday to tell me her reasons for joining AIVA. She's found friendship with the only people who can truly understand her struggle, other veterans.
I don't discuss it with my family because they don't understand. Well, did you hit anybody? Did you kill him? And that's the question they ask. And we don't want to talk about stuff like that. We just want to get better and go on with our lives and try to remember the good times and not the nightmares and not being able to sleep and stuff.
But the breakfasts aren't only about sharing the wounds of war. They're also about having a good time. And, well, breakfast. Dolores Slocum, an Apache woman who served as an Air Force nurse in the early 90s, sipped coffee as we talked about her 4 years in the service. She laughed with me about a memory from basic training when her commander told her to jump over a four-foot telephone pole.
And some guy says, you come into my man's Air Force and you can't even jump over these sticks? And I'm looking at him going, you've got to be kidding me. So I went all the way back and I threw myself at it and flipped myself over, and the look on his face was like, and I turned around and I'm like, yeah.
Slocum joined AIVA this summer because she wanted to be around an older generation of Native Americans like her father.
It kind of helps me grow in my religion and my culture. Kind of gets me grounded and get to hear these guys a bitch about Vietnam. I think that these guys are fun. They always kind of tease me because I'm one of the younger ones and a girl.
And it's younger veterans like Slocum that AIVA would like to attract. Rene Duran Diaz, who is part of AIVA's Color Guard, has a message for younger veterans.
I want to tell them to give the VA a chance and the veteran community as well, because we don't know what that individual is going through unless they speak. Nobody knew what I was going through unless I told them what was going on with me. In doing so, people reached out to help me.
The group will present the colors at a powwow at the Fresno Convention Center on January 1st, and hopefully add a few new members there. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.
Hard times coming home now. Can't get your feet on the ground.
This report is the fourth in our series called Common Threads, Veterans Still Fighting the War, telling the story of Valley veterans and the challenges they've faced on the home front. It's made possible in part with support from Cal Humanities and the War Comes Home initiative. You're listening to Valley Edition on Valley Public Radio.
And everyone else is carrying on just like they've always done before. You've been home for a couple of years now, buddy, but you're still fighting the war.